You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's economy is technically out of recession, growing by 3.3% in the September quarter. But after a large 7% contraction in the June quarter, it still leaves the annual rate of growth at minus 3.8%. Australian Bureau of Statistics figures show the results for the September quarter were driven by a 7.9% increase in household consumption as coronavirus restrictions lifted across most states and territories. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says while economic challenges remain, the September figures can give Australians cause for optimism and hope.
Today's national accounts confirm that Australia's economic recovery is underway. Facing a once-in-a-century pandemic that has caused the greatest economic shock since the Great Depression, Australia has performed better on the health and on the economic fronts than nearly any other country in the world.
These shoppers have certainly shown some consumer confidence of their own in recent weeks.
Yeah, we all have opportunity to spend more, but I definitely have been.
Clothes, shopping, perfume, Christmas presents.
I think I splurged a bit, but I'm paying for it now, that's for sure. Now you've got Christmas coming up, so the wallet's in a bit of hurt.
10 months ago, Rachel Turner thought coronavirus would spell the end for the Sydney lolly shop that she ran. But now, out of all the shops in the mall where they're based, hers is the only one still open.
We did have a small social media presence, so we thought, let's give it a go. So we started live streaming on Facebook, and we just found these people out there who loved what we do. And week by week, our online sales just grew and grew, which was amazing.
Before the COVID pandemic, Ms. Turner's team sold lollies mostly to international tourists passing through the Rocks tourist hotspot in Sydney. Now they make about 300 kilograms of candy a week and they sell it out every week, with 75% of their sales being shipped overseas. Domestic consumption is also staging a comeback as international border closures force Australians to spend their money at home. But industry leaders are remaining cautious, concerned the spending will stop when JobKeeper and JobSeeker payments are wound back. Paul Zara is the CEO of the Australian Retailers Association.
We're really keen to find out what's been planned post those government stimulus packages ending in March next year to give certainty. Certainty drives confidence and confidence drives spending, so it's important that we get some sense of what's planned.
The sectors initially hit hardest by the pandemic saw the biggest recovery, with strong quarterly growth recorded for hotels, cafes and restaurants, arts and recreation and transport services, including aviation. However, for the year as a whole, they remain sharply lower. Innes Wilcox from the Australian Industry Group agrees that with the spike in unemployment caused by the pandemic, there could be problems ahead.
The fact is that we're still about 250,000 people less in employment than there were in February now. So we're still behind the eight ball, and we have to keep up the momentum through the rest of this year and going into next year.
He says continued recovery depends on both consumers and businesses.
It's a mixed picture, and businesses feed off consumer confidence and business confidence as well. And you know, while that's recovering, it's not yet strong enough for businesses to feel confident to invest. The budget that we just had in October predicted that business investment in non-mining would fall by about 19%, and that's being borne out.
And Paul McGrath, the CEO of Youth Hostels Australia, says many businesses have been unable to fill the void left by foreign tourists.
Domestic borders now open, that's a good start, but we are still suffering pretty significant losses, as well as impact on our staff as well.
Today's figures predate the reopening of Victoria from lockdowns and several positive vaccine trials, which have since boosted consumer confidence further. These are encouraging signs, but the experts say there is still a long way to go. Alan Lee, SBS News.